Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Already, I would imagine most of us have used several items of single-use plastic. What do I mean by that? Plastic that you use once and then it gets thrown away. So it could be plastic on our coffee cups, it could be straws, it could be packaging, it could be what your lunches come in, you know, packaging for a sandwich. The list goes on and on. And of course, plastic is polluting the ocean, it's piling up landfills, and it doesn't biodegrade. Instead, what happens with plastic is it breaks down into tiny particles that can be actually dead to things like marine life. And I was just reading there, it is actually staggering. There is 5.25 trillion, you heard me right, pieces of plastic in the ocean and nearly 300,000 tons floating on the surface. Ugh. We have to think about how we are damaging our planet. Interestingly, last week the European Union announced a commitment to phase out single-use plastics by 2030. Seems like a brilliant idea, but how will this work in practical terms? Here in Ireland as well, we were discussing the Waste Reduction Bill. On the line to talk to us about some of these issues with the leader of the Green Party, Eamon Ryan. Good morning, Eamon. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Let's talk about single-use plastics first. It seems to me, just when we think about our day-to-day lives, it's so kind of culturally ingrained that we're just using and throwing away. How do we move away from our over-reliance on plastics?
Oh, we're going to have to do it step by step. It won't be easy because so many aspects of our lives now, the way food is moved around, particularly the way we get coffee, get water, a lot of what we do, just slowly but surely over the last 30, 40 years, we've changed from being a society that didn't use any plastic to now one where we use it all the time and we don't even maybe even see it or think about it because it's so pervasive. And there's a line, I suppose, which kind of sums it up in terms of, I mean, there's a lot of usefulness in that. You know, it helps us in loads of different ways. But we have a fundamental problem. It's taking 5 seconds to make that plastic product, plastic bottle, let's say. We're using it maybe for 5 minutes, just as we're on the go having a drink. And then it's in the environment for 500 years. And it's a litter problem. It's also a use of resources problem. It's made of oil, and there's emissions from that that we have to start curtailing. And there's energy involved, and it's not efficient, and it's not what we need to move to. Instead, is what they call a circular economy, where the materials we use again and again, and where we're not importing so much oil and other materials, we're not causing so much pollution, particularly marine environment pollution, which is happening because of those plastics when they're thrown away are working their way into the environment. So we need to change. I think it's going to come because I think there's a realization of this problem now. I don't know if any of your listeners may have seen the Blue Planet series just before Christmas. David Attenborough did a really good program, and that issue of plastics and the environment was center stage, and there was a real appeal, a cry to the heart in terms of we have to stop this, we have to stop this pollution. Similarly, in China, people may have seen there a few weeks ago, the Chinese have been taking almost all our plastics for recycling. We ship it all back to China. And they're saying now, sorry, we don't want to take it anymore because they're polluting their environment in managing that.
And how will we manage that, Eamon? Because I believe Ireland is actually in the top five in terms of the amount of plastic that we use per person. So how are we going to actually manage that waste? What are we going to do with it all now that China's saying no more?
I think what we need to do is we need to radically improve our level of recycling. And listen, we've done some good work in the last 20 years. Irish people have proved themselves that they really like recycling. Like, we use our green bins, we use our bottle banks. People are responsible. They want to do the right thing. But the systems are not high quality enough and they're not high enough volume. We're only, of our plastic packaging, we're only currently recycling about 34% of it. So we need to get that up. There's new European Union plans up to 55%. And ultimately, we do need to aim to go to that kind of circular economy where we're reusing or recycling everything or reducing the amount of things we use. We have a bill, as you mentioned there at the start, which we're putting through the Dáil at the moment. It's called the Waste Reduction Bill. And it takes two particular categories or two kind of areas where we could need to start change. One is the trying to stop just the use of plastic cups, coffee cups and other kind of cutlery or utensils, plates, knives and forks, straws. that you get, you know, anytime you go in to get a coffee now. It's a disposable culture. And we want to switch that away to maybe people bring their own cup, people get a special price, or certainly if you're on the premises, like there's nowhere should be serving coffee and someone's having them the premises where they're using a throwaway cup. Like that makes no sense. And so it's what we're looking at is the idea that you'd introduce a levy or other means where you promote those sort of alternative ways of doing things and try and look to see, can we develop cups which are disposable or which are recyclable or which are compostable, so that just the kind of throwaway plastic cup, and the problem with the current cups is that the kind of plastic is infused into the lining of the paper cup, so you can't recycle it, you can't separate the two, and that needs to go. The second one, and I think this is the one maybe is people will really latch on to, because we've experienced, I'm old enough to remember as a kid, we used to bring back bottles and you'd get a deposit. I think back in the day it was probably about 5 pence.
Yeah, great way of saving up for the pocket money.
Yeah, there was. Like as a kid, you didn't, you know, that wasn't a small amount of money. Well, a lot of countries are now moving towards that idea when it comes to plastic containers, plastic bottles. So that we would introduce a scheme where if the customer brings back the bottle, they would get a 10, 15 or 20 cent refund, which, and obviously for the customer, that's a really attractive prospect because, you know, 5-10 bottles, you've got 10 euro, you've a couple of euro, which is, you know, adds up. But for the society, the benefit is that recycling of that bottle is a really high quality because you get all just the same product. It's all in the one place. They tend to be very clean. You don't have problems. And we won't need to send those to China. We'll start to be able to develop an industry here where we could recycle them here. And I think as well the change it brings is that it kind of changes our mindset as well. Like it goes, you know, just that throwaway culture. And these bottles, and you know, tends to be people on the go, tends to be people out in a park or whatever, and they put in the bin. That isn't recycled. It often ends up as litter, or we're ending up burning it down in pool bag in incinerator, which is not what we want to be doing. So instead, having that deposit scheme, that actually creates in our own mind, our own kind of sense of change, that actually you don't just throw things away. You bring it back. You get some money for it. It would cost something to introduce that scheme. We had a meeting of our Octus committee last week, and the leading international expert estimated in all the countries which are doing this now, there's good evidence that it might cost about 1 cent a container, you know, the actual cost of running the entire system. But the householder would be benefit because they'd be getting the money back, 10, 15 cents, whatever rate we set it at. And it changes. It's one of the steps towards just a better system. There are loads of other things we can do. I don't know if your experience, if you ever go shopping into the supermarket and you bring back everything and you unpack it. There's so many different types of plastic. There's all sorts of different polymers, polypropylenes, polyethylenes, polyurethanes, all these different plastics. A lot of them are not recyclable, and it's really hard for the householder to know which is which.
Yeah, I think most people, when you're looking at your recycling bin, if it's kind of plastic and it's clean, you just throw it in.
But some of that stuff isn't recyclable, and there's a cost then in sifting that out. So one of the things I think we can move towards is if we are using plastic, and there's certain instances like, you know, where it might bring benefit in health or sanity not spreading disease or whatever. So we're not going to abolish the use of plastic. But what if we are using it, then we're using it in a way that's really standardized, really easy to understand, really clear in terms of that it is all recyclable. And I think that's another measure that will help us reduce the amount of disposable or non-recyclable plastic.
So, Eamon, what about this European Union announcement about the commitment to phase out single-use plastics by 2030? Do you think this is something that's actually achievable? Because, as you say, that would involve standardizing plastics, I presume, and lots of other kind of cultural mindset changes.
I think it is, because I think ultimately Europe has realized that it has to move to that circular economy, that we can't just continue what's happened in the last 20 years where, you know, we manufacture, or everything is manufactured in China and India and shipped up to Europe. then we unwrap it and put the rubbish back in the same container and send it back to China. Well, firstly, the Chinese are not going to accept that anymore because of the rubbish they're taking from us. But also, Europe needs to have its own industry. Europe needs to use its own resources carefully. And because we have an environmental imperative, we know that our wildlife is threatened by this throwaway plastic culture. We know that climate change requires us to act for the same reason. I think it will happen. I think there's fairly kind of political consensus. You know, it's not a left-right issue, or it just makes sense. It makes physical, scientific sense. It won't be easy to shift because we've all developed this, and the retailers and the Coca-Cola companies and all these companies, they've developed around their systems around a throwaway culture economy. But that needs to stop, and it's in all our interests that it stops. So I think it will happen. And I think in Ireland we have a certain question in terms of, okay, so where do we want to be? Do we want to be fighting it and kind of resisting it, or do we want to embrace it? And I actually think of all the issues we've been working on in recent years, this is one that people really do want to see change, because they can see it in their own everyday lives. They can see it in litter. They can see it in their own kind of, you know, God, what do I do with this cup? What, you know, I have to throw it away, and everyone just used it once. And they kind of, we have an intuitive sense that that doesn't in the long run make sense. So I think it will change. I think it's our job as politicians to make it easy for that change to happen.
Seems to me, Eamon, that the leaders have to be both industry, but also parents, consumers, all of us kind of have to play our role here.
Yeah, but I think one of the lessons maybe the environmental movement has learned in the last few years is if we just put all the responsibility on the consumer and say, don't be bold, and is that the right material you're using there, or is that the right cup or whatever? We're just making people feel very guilty, and you know, kind of, it actually, I think, is the job of the political system to make it easy for the person to do the right thing without it necessarily being all the responsibility on the consumer. We need to tackle some of these environmental problems at source to say, sorry, you're not making a product which is not recyclable. You're not making a product that's not easy to dispose. We need to, I mean, the examples where we've really kind of done it the other way, like the smoking ban or the plastic bag levy, they were popular, and it wasn't kind of putting the pressure on the consumer to say don't use the plastic bag. You know, it was a levy that made it easy for people and shops to switch to start using paper bags or start using more permanent bags. So I think that's the example, is it's let's make it easy for each other to do the right thing. And I think the public will buy in for that rather than just putting all the emphasis and pressure on the consumer to try and find out what the right thing is and hope it works that way. It's easier to regulate it from the producer rather than putting all the emphasis on the consumer.
Well, it would be great to see that happen. Thanks a million, Eamon, for joining us on the programme this morning. That was Eamon Ryan, leader of the Green Party there. You know, just thinking of some of the examples there, I'm just thinking of little things that we can do. I mean, and starting even just talking to our kids, you know, why use a plastic straw when you can use a paper one? Or the example there that we're talking about of coffee cups, it takes a few minutes to drink and then 500 years for it to biodegrade. And it is a really interesting example, the plastic bag levy, isn't it? Because I don't know about you, but I keep my shopping bags in the boot of the car, the reusable ones, right? And sometimes between the jigs and the reels, they don't end up back in the boot after doing the shopping. And if I ever go to do my weekly shop and I've forgotten my reusable bags, sometimes I try and find boxes, you know, empty boxes in the supermarket to carry the stuff. But I get really annoyed with myself if I have to buy the plastic bags. And that is a shift. If you look around, next time you go shopping, if you look around at people in the supermarket, certainly what I see is the vast majority of people are using reusable bags. So that has actually been a cultural change. So I think there can be those changes here in Ireland and in other particular areas, whether it's us not using disposable coffee cups, that we're just going to rock up with our reusable cup, and many other things. Because I, for one, don't want to live in a world where there's more plastic in the ocean than there is fish.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.